As one of America's largest financial services companies, Nationwide supports financial professionals with client-friendly resources and innovative solutions to help create greater retirement security for their clients. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This is Bloomberg Surveillance.
Volatility in energy prices can influence consumer inflation expectations. Those have been trending down.
The adjustments that currencies can make can only go so far. To a degree, it's a zero-sum game, right?
The transmission mechanism from what the ECB is doing into the real economy is not working. That's a stark contrast in Europe to what we're seeing in the U.S.
Bloomberg Surveillance, your link to the world of economics, finance, and investment on Bloomberg Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Michael McKee and Tom Keene. Good morning. Worldwide futures in negative 12. They've deteriorated over the last 2 hours. A bit of a bid here right now, but I'm really stretching to find some calm. What a day yesterday. A little bit more of that today. We'll discuss that through our next 2 hours of Bloomberg Surveillance. I'm watching German yields. They really haven't moved much, and that's important. If German yields were to break down to greater negative yields, that would be something. We're not there yet. A Bloomberg Surveillance this morning brought to you by Cohn Resnick, accounting tax advisory. Regulatory changes can impact your business. See how the experts at Cohn Resnick can help you navigate these complexities. Find out more at CohnResnick.com. CohnResnick. And as I spell Cohn Resnick, Michael McKee, I can spell CLINTON. And even I can spell TRUMP. We had an election last night, Mike, primaries.
Yes. It's almost impossible to get it out. The Republicans look like they have nominated Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton has such a big delegate lead. Bernie Sanders won the Indiana primary yesterday, but doesn't get enough delegates to really change the narrative.
Yeah. Chris Kruger joins him. Guggenheim out of Vermont and also King's College London. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
Was there any surprise yesterday, or did everybody get it right?
No, I think that the big surprise was that Ted Cruz dropped out of the race. Also that Bernie Sanders, won his 19th contest. This is his second big win in a Rust Belt state behind his upset win in Michigan. And it gives Sanders a huge fundraising boost, and it means that the Democratic race is going to go right all the way to June 7th.
If he's doing so well,
July 28th.
If he's doing so well, why is he so far behind in the delegate derby?
Well, this is a major issue that Sanders is making with Democrats, and that is that it is a rigged system. It's these super delegates that account for 19% of the total.
Right.
And the troubling thing for Clinton is that Sanders is sort of attacking her on the left for this sort of rigged system with superdelegates, which kind of dovetails with what Donald Trump's latest line of attack, crooked Hillary, someone you can't, trust, et cetera. So you've got this issue from right and left with Hillary sort of taking incoming fire from both sides.
We opine, but you get paid to make predictions. If a company comes to you and says today, who's going to be president, what are you telling them?
I think people are continue to discount Donald Trump. I think the general election can be summarized through a binary prism, and that is that if the general election is a referendum on Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton's going to win. But if it's a referendum on Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump is going to win. And it's a long way to go. It's going to be a race to the very bottom with two of the most polarizing political candidates in American history.
How does Hillary campaign differently than the Republicans who lost to Donald Trump?
Well, I mean, I think one of the big lessons, with the Republican Party is that no one really laid a finger on Trump until, he had built up this head of steam. The thing that's been remarkable, though, isn't so much the attacks that people have made on Trump. It's that Trump has said some of the most you know, unbelievably polarizing statement.
Yeah.
And it's just this, it's this sort of, I don't know if it's Teflon or he, I mean, it's just, it's really unprecedented. And there's this X factor with Trump that he's just
right.
not a normal candidate.
Before we turn to the economics of the moment, one more of the political angle. You absolutely nail there the things that he said. There seems to be a belief, interview to interview, that we have, that people have short-term memory and that they won't remember, so, you know, whatever the politics is, those statements, good or bad. Do you buy that idea that the memories fade?
I think what this election is, you know, showing us a little bit. Yeah, I mean, look, it's a 30-second soundbite culture. Trump excels in that format, whether it's Twitter, Instagram, et cetera. I mean, no one else can touch him on social media, and no one else, quite frankly, alive is, in my estimation, a better communicator than Trump in that he has an ability to dominate a 24-hour news cycle unlike anyone else on the planet.
The real question now, I guess, is whether Donald Trump leads a Republican party or leads a Trump party. The New York Times, big front page story on how many prominent Republicans have tweeted out or announced that they are now going to either support Hillary or sit the election out. What kind of trouble is the party in? Which means what kind of trouble are the down ballot Republicans, members of the House and Senate, in?
Well, look, I mean, I think since January when Trump really, you know, began emerging, I mean, most Republicans have been cycling through the five stages of grief, right? Denial, anger, depression, bargaining, and acceptance. I think you're starting to see whether it's someone like John Boehner saying he would vote for Trump, or Renz Priebus, the RNC chairman, saying he's now the nominee and we will do everything we can to stop Hillary Clinton from becoming the nominee. So you're with Cruz getting out last night, I don't think it can be understated how big a deal that was, because now Trump can start consolidating, start moving Republicans through those stages of grief faster. And you, on the Democratic side, you're going to continue to have this Sanders-Clinton race that is probably going to continue to get nasty.
Yeah, but can Trump keep Republicans with him?
Well, he has to if he's going to win. Look, at the end of the day, it's Trump Clinton, right? It's the you know, this, I really think this election is going to be who do you hate less? I think you'll start seeing Republicans coming back in, but you know, I think the first thing to watch for will be who does Trump pick for his vice president, and does that appeal to Republicans? Because it's also, look, it's not just the White House, it's also the Supreme Court, it's also the House, and it's also the Senate.
And Chris Krueger, as you know, this has happened a few times in American history and before, even if the debates and the ferocity of it right now seems to be quite something. Does the economy play into this at all? Do you buy the idea that, let's say we get sub 2% GDP, which I'm saying is not a consensus call, but if we get a tepid economy, does anybody matter, or is this the one time where the economy is not what the election's about?
Oh, no, I think it'll be hugely consequential because Clinton is sort of running for Obama's third term. And there's, what you're seeing with both Trump and Sanders voters in particular is, in commonality, is this fear that they've been left behind, this economic disenfranchisement, et cetera. So, you know, as the economy goes, I suspect there will be a pretty strong correlation with the economy and with Hillary Clinton's poll numbers.
Well, the interesting thing is if you look at what Trump has proposed, he would make everybody far worse off. His economic plans make no sense. So can that level of detail penetrate, or is this all going to be sound bites and insults?
Yeah, I mean, back to Tom's earlier point. I mean, I think this is a 30-second soundbite election, and juvenile schoolyard taunts, I think, are going to eclipse 300-page tax reform proposals.
Yeah, let's come back. Chris Krueger with us with Guggenheim. And, of course, we'll have to look at the Senate and the House. Greg Villiers just incendiary yesterday about the fragility, obviously, of the Senate. I think that's out there. But even Greg Villiers looks at House analysis as being timely. Mike, December 29th, 2015, the American philosopher Douglas Cass, quote, "Despite his rude and crude campaign, Donald Trump, ahead of all of his Republican competitors, he takes on Hillary Clinton, and their first televised debate attracts nearly 100 million viewers. Given the world's chaotic landscape, the November election will be much closer than expected, but Clinton beats Trump 293 to 245. That from one DCAS.
Up to his prediction on electoral votes.
Yeah, well, we'll see. But there it is, and there's been some people. Marty Schenker of Bloomberg News, again, like Mr. Cass, way out front on respect and cred for the outlook that Mr. Trump maybe would garner majorities in selected elections.
A few, but I think there's a lot of fear among analysts.
Yeah.
They were wrong before. They don't want to be wrong again.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that. I think that this morning is important as we see Senator Cruz step aside. Michael Barr will have much more of that in New York and your news around the world as well. Futures negative 11. Dow futures negative 80. The yield 1.80%.
All right, let's check in with Michael Barr now and get the latest world and national headlines. Michael?
Mike, Tom, thank you very much. And as you mentioned, it looks like a Donald Trump-Hillary Clinton showdown in the general presidential election in November. Trump won the Indiana Republican primary yesterday. His main opponent, Ted Cruz, quit the race, giving Trump a clear path. Bernie Sanders beat Clinton in the Democratic primary, but she has a large delegate lead. The White House says President Barack Obama's visit to Flint, Michigan today is focused not on accountability, but support and making sure the response to the lead-contaminated water crisis continues. The president plans to meet with Michigan Governor Rick Snyder, get a briefing on the federal response, hear from residents, and speak at a local high school. Global news, 24 hours a day, powered by our 2,400 journalists and more than 150 news bureaus from around the world. I'm Michael Barr. Mike, Tom?
Michael, thanks so much. The euro, 115 exactly, 1.1500, churning, as I've said a number of times this morning, flighty. Is the was that an adjective or an adverb, Mike? Flighty. Flighty. It's a flighty. Flighty FX market. Bloomberg surveillance.
Well, it's going to be an interesting presidential campaign, but what is the campaign and what do the nominees mean down the ballot for House and Senate? We'll talk with Chris Krueger of Guggenheim here on Surveillance.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
And I'm Karen Moscow. Let's go to the first word breaking news desk for today's morning call. Here's Bill Maloney. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Karen. Futures have pared some of their losses but remain under pressure. Dow futures currently lower by 89 points, S&P's drop 12, and NASDAQ futures fall by 30. The U.S. 10-year falls to 1.78% after the ADP employment change data, and main European markets are also lower, led by 1.3% declines in the U.K. On the U.S. economic front, at 8:30, trade balance and non-farm productivity, at 9:45, market U.S. services PMI, and at 10 o'clock, ISM non-manufacturing, factory orders, and durable goods orders. After the bell last night, Avis sees 2016 revenue up 3 to 5%. CBS beat, and Illumina and Western Union missed. Some of the earnings highlights today: Energizer raised your EPS views. Mosaic EPS was in line. Time Warner and Humana beat. And Priceline Q2 missed estimates. Shares are down 10% pre-market. In deal news, Pfizer is said to approach Medivation on a potential buy. Finally, some of your Wall Street upgrades and downgrades. FedEx raised overweight at Barclays. Anadarko cut to market reform at BMO. Grubhub cut to ego weight at Morgan Stanley. National Oil Well cut to sell at SocGen. And at UBS, KB Home cut to sell and Beazer Homes cut to neutral. Live from the First Breaking News Desk, I'm Bill Maloney. Karen?
All right, thanks, Bill. And just to give you more on those ADP numbers, the ADP Research Institute said U.S. firms added 156,000 jobs in April, and economists were looking for a report of 195,000. To hear live breaking news over your Bloomberg, type Squawk Go on your terminal. That's S-Q-U-A-W-K Go. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash. Tom and Mike.
Karen, thanks so much. Bloomberg Surveillance this morning brought to you by Invesco. Factor-based strategies can help investors focus on high quality, low volatility, and more. Learn more at Invesco.com/high conviction. Well, Mike, it moved the market. I mean, the least you can say is yields with a vengeance come in 1.7752 on the 10-year.
Yeah, 2 basis point move there. About 2 basis points for the 5-year at 1.23. The issue, of course, is always is what does ADP really tell you about what's happening on Friday with the jobs report? Mark Zandi of Moody's, who puts together this report for ADP, says the job market appears to have stumbled in April with weakness across most sectors. Mm-hmm. Whether we see that in the month is going to be interesting, because this was a month when we saw the lowest jobless claims numbers since the Nixon administration.
Yeah, and the lethargy or stability within the job economy, non-farm payrolls, 3-month moving average, 209,000, 6-month moving average, 246,000, and right on top of it, the 1-year moving average, 234,000. It has been almost trendless for 3 years.
The biggest decline in the ADP report, manufacturing, down 13,000 jobs. We did see a slight drop in the ISM and payrolls index, but not one that would suggest that big of a decline. So it will be interesting to see. And, of course, the 156,000 jobs that ADP is talking about are private sector jobs. Does not include government, so you've got to factor in government when you're making your forecast for Friday.
Do you think anyone in Washington cares? Do you think Secretary Clinton cares or Mr. Trump cares? Or
they care on the margin. I mean, yeah. None of them – well, we'll ask Chris Krueger about it. None of them are going to understand this well enough to make a fine distinction. I can imagine that the number is weaker than a headline. So Chris Krueger of Guggenheim Securities, the people at your shop are going to understand that 156,000 is still enough to keep the unemployment rate falling. It's not a bad number. And, of course, ADP doesn't tell us a lot about what's going to happen on Friday. But if I'm Donald Trump, I'm sending out a press release that says the economy is collapsing.
Right. I mean, this is, if you want to make America great again, vote for me, and we'll have, a million jobs created every month.
Well, the issue is then, how do you sell? I guess it's Trump's been able to do it. Sell the idea that the economy is in terrible shape.
He has. I mean, he, through the social media avenues that he just dominates. I think everyone knows what his message is. For good or bad, it's the hat, it's the branding, it's everything. Versus Clinton's message, which I'm not sure what it is. It's sort of this kind of muddled. I'm not Trump, and this is Obama, and let's go for Obama's third term. And that, it's when you have someone with a very clear message versus someone who, is a little more wishy-washy, that's not a great place to be, although the general election isn't for 6 months.
Well, go ahead, Mike.
We want to get to the question that Tom and I were posing before the break, because we only have a few minutes left here. What happens now for in the races for the Senate and the House?
Well, I mean, I think the one, one thing I think that we have, a lot of conviction on at Guggenheim Securities is that whoever wins the White House is also going to win the Senate. And that's because you have this incredible correlation between the key battleground states in the Electoral College along with the key Senate races that will determine control. You have very few ticket splitters now. Whoever wins Ohio is going to get that Senate race. Right now, the Senate is 54-46 Republican controlled. The map is gruesome for Republicans. They're defending 24 seats to the Democrats' 10 seats, none of which are terribly competitive. And of those 24, the Republicans have seven senators that are running for reelect in states Obama carried twice.
The employment number that we have, 143 million, almost 144 million Americans employed, the number is way, way up through the 8 years of President Obama, the campaign before I get in all that. Does the economy, again, really link into what we see?
I think it's going to be a huge impact. I mean, this is a big criticism from a lot of Democrats is that, you know, the president, you know, arguably the greatest campaigner of all time, with a pretty strong, you know, economy, a good story to tell, and no one's really telling that story, which is why you can have someone like Trump sort of come in and, you know, hammer the Make America Great Again.
Now, this has been great. Chris Krueger, thank you so much. He is with Guggenheim. Stay with us. Bloomberg Surveillance.
Coming up, though, with all due respect, highlight brought to you by Land Rover. If it's in your nature to cast off the everyday and seek adventure, the Discovery Sport was built to help your search. Visit LandRoverTriState.com or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.